Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our coming days study, we finished with Chapter 3, The Coming Middle East War. Let's listen today as we start with Chapter 4, The Return to Israel.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, we're looking at a book that I wrote called Coming Days. And I hope that you are following along with us in this study as we go between the books. We have a study, usually between books that we study of the Bible. We just finished out the book of Nahum, and now we're on these prophetic themes. And this whole book, Coming Days, is on prophetic themes. Now you say, well, Brother Bloom, I would like to have that book. And we'd be happy to send it to you. The cost would be $10. That'll take care of the book and shipping and handling. So if you'd like to receive the book, then we ask for a gift of $10, and we will get that book to you. We're so glad for you to be able to read that book and to have it for reference in the future. It might even be a good book that you want to give to someone for a present. Down the road, Christmas is a long way down there, but you can still give it as a present to someone. Okay, and so it could be a birthday, it could be your pastor. Whatever it is, I would encourage you to not only read it, but get a copy to give to someone, and it may help them in various areas. Now, in a few minutes, we're going to be looking at returning to Israel, and our text is going to be out of Jeremiah chapter 23. But before we really go there, I want to talk about returning to Israel, because I'm going to the Holy Land November 30th through December 8th of 2020. Now, I know the immediate question is probably, are you still going? Well, the answer to that is yes, we are. We are going to Israel, and of course, by November 30th, all of that should be cleared up. And by the way, Israel is pretty well the leading nation in handling the coronavirus, so you will be safe over there. They got great doctors and hospitals. What a land to go to. Now, you can go to our website at centralbaptistocala.org and just scroll down just a little bit to the middle, near the top, and you'll see something about that trip to the Holy Land or to Israel. And just click on it. You can find in there with the Israel experience there, the forms that you need to fill out. You can pay online. Everything has to be in by August the 20th, so I hope that if you want to go with us, that you'll get everything in. It's perfectly secure to go online and pay online through our site. But it's also, if you want to mail it in to us, you can mail it in to us at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue. If you're doing a check, make the check out to Friendship Tours. And $300 check would be good to begin with, just to make sure we have it set up and we're planning on you. But everything has to be paid in total by August the 20th. If you have any further questions, just email us here through our website. My email is P as in preacher, P Bloom, B-L-O-O-M, at centralbaptistocala.org. And if you have questions concerning the Israel experience, then please, please go ahead and email me and put in your subject box, going to Israel. And that way, I will know that it's dealing with that, and we will get to you, because it's more important that we get those things to you ahead of time. But again, you can go online and you can get the forms to fill out, or we can mail you forms, but if you want to get to it a little more quickly, you can go online to fill it out. Now, a good thing here I want to share with our listeners. Our church services are always live streamed Sunday morning at 11 o'clock Eastern, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock Eastern, and then Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Eastern. So we're on there, and really, if you go to that centralbaptistocala.org website, the best two viewing places to click onto for the services on that site is either on Facebook, which is in the left-hand column, and also YouTube. And then you can see the services as well as to hear them and enjoy the great music and everything else that is involved. Also, we have a radio station, WEYG, and you have a cellular device on which you like to put that on. You can just have a free app to it, and that app is WTYG. Just go to your appropriate app store and type that in, and it's free. I use that when I go to Israel, and it's a great help. So if during these things that are going on in America right now, your church is not having services and you would like to be a part of our church services, then you're welcome to watch. Now, let me say, I'm probably not handsome like your pastor is. As someone has told me, I have a face for radio. So I would just say, you can though see what is the face behind the voice, and you may like it or may not like it. But that brings me to something else. That is the National Sword of the Lord Conference that will be in Walkertown, North Carolina, which is near Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's July 20th through the 23rd, 2020. And, of course, in Winston-Salem, which is close, there's a lot of hotels. And if you go to the website, I believe, of the swordofthelord.org, that you will find that they may even have some recommended motels, hotels, and so forth, and perhaps get a special deal on that. But this is a great time. We get there on Monday. Monday night is the first service at 7 o'clock, and again, that's at the Gospel Light Baptist Church. And so, Monday night at 7 o'clock, we'll hear two speakers, and then on Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock, there'll be two speakers, and then Monday night at 7 o'clock, there'll be two more speakers, and that same thing will happen on Wednesday and Thursday, with Thursday night being the closing night. But another thing is during either the morning session at 9 o'clock or the afternoon sessions at 1 o'clock, there are workshops. Now, I really highly recommend to pastors to go to the School of the Prophets hosted by Dr. Shelton Smith. When he shares in there are things you didn't get in college, and there are things to be a big help to you, and they are things that are not turning to marketing. It turns to the Bible instead. And lets the Bible tell you how to do things instead of the marketers. And it has been highly successful where he's been and others who have tried it. So I would encourage that as well. But then also in those afternoon workshops, you have the soul winning club training. You have a bus ministry. You have church safety and security. You've got teen ministry. And by the way, I just said teen ministry. Actually, this year, something new they're doing for 2020. That while we're having our conference there, and there's hundreds to thousands of preachers there and their families, the youth conference, and that will be led by William Davis, a youth pastor at Clay's Mill Road Baptist Church in Lexington, Kentucky, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 1:30 p.m., they're going to have their own youth conference, and so that will be outstanding. There'll be something there for the teens. And so there's a lot of other workshops dealing with music and things that would interest you and what to do. I am doing a workshop myself, and it's going to be on Calvinism. Would love to have you come, as that's trying to make inroads to many churches and cause problems. We had some great speakers lined up for the conference, the main preaching services. Now, I think of Norris Belcher, Joe Arthur's a favorite of so many, Mike Allison, he's on our radio station so often, and then Dennis Leatherman, Lou Rossi, John Jenkins, now he's a special blessing, Richard Harper, Mike Wells, Dan Carr, several other evangelists are going to be there. You will love to hear them. They are great men of God. So I would encourage you to make vacation plans now with your family to go to Sword of the Lord Conference in July. Again, those great dates that we have for this great conference is July 20th through the 23rd at the Gospel Light Baptist Church in Walkertown, North Carolina, near Winston-Salem. But also, you're a deacon, you're a member of a church. Why don't you encourage your pastor to go and the church? Go ahead and take care of his expenses. It doesn't cost anything to go to the meetings or anything of that nature, but it does cost you for your motel, okay, and the food you eat. So I would encourage you to have your church pay for the pastor and his wife to have that getaway to go up to the National Sword of the Lord Conference. It would be so good for them and encouragement. You'll have a pastor that's all fired up when he comes back, so don't miss out on that. All right. Now, if you will, take your Bibles and go to Jeremiah chapter 23. And in Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 3 is going to be the text that we begin with. And what we're starting here in the book, Coming Days, that I've written that you can order for a cost of $10. We've already done a few of these. We've got more coming. But let me just share this with you then. Returning to Israel is something that every church needs to hear. Every Christian needs to hear. There's some truth in here that's just going to really bless your heart in a very special way. So please be listening. And I encourage you to take notes because we cover a lot of good things in this. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 3, in this chapter of the book titled Returning to Israel, we read this, "And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase." Now, God established the nation of Israel in fulfilling his promise to Abraham. Those priests and prophets who for filthy lucre preached and taught liberty to the flesh tickled the ears, and they did it saying, "Thus saith the Lord," when the Lord had not spoken. And those preachers, by the way, those priests are more accountable before God, just like preachers are today that do that. Now, let me warn you. They are most accountable, but all men are responsible before God. Now, let me give you an example, a Bible example. Okay, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. "Remember them which have the rule over you, who has spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation," that is, their life, their ministry. Now, who has rule over you? Those that speak to you the word of God. Of course, this is talking about the local church where they preach the word as it is to men as they are. Now, that your church not preaching the word, they're going contemporary, they're going these other things, I would say get out of that church.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.